Hi, everybody. Welcome to the FinOps Nexus event. I'm your host, John Meyer, and we're bringing you some fun, exclusive interviews here at FinOps X. Joining me is Ellie. Ellie, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, John. Happy to be here.
All right, Ellie, we're at FinOps X. The conference, their open room reception kicks off tonight, but tomorrow's actually really special. You have a session in the morning called Burn Down the Past.
That's right. Big day for me tomorrow, speaking in the keynote. We had a really crazy year on my FinOps team, and I actually got my start in cloud financial forecasting and recently had the opportunity to take a look at it and figure out how do we want to do this moving forward. Obviously, our business has changed quite a bit. Streaming profitability is the number one thing that anyone's talking about. Bob Iger himself is talking about it these days. So how can we align our financial processes to help meet those goals of, you know, our very different business now?
Okay, is that a little bit of a teaser into your speaking session tomorrow, or?
It's a bit of a teaser. It's, you know, I don't want to spoil too much, but what do you do when you've got such a big, big challenge ahead of you?
And such a big company, too.
Big company, such a complex company. So stay tuned. More to be told.
Okay, when is this session happening for tomorrow? And it's in the Grand Ballroom or Great Ballroom.
So I've got two talks happening. So I'll be speaking in the keynote in the morning with JR, a bit of a preview, talking through my Burn Down the Past story. And then later on, actually still in the main ballroom, I'm going to have a 45-minute breakout talk about forecasting. So this will be my opportunity to really get down into the nitty-gritty side of things that I can't get into on the keynote. So going to double-click into a lot of those core concepts, get some, going to show behind the scenes some actual slides and charts and dashboards that I use with my team.
You were preparing for your speech today, right? Right before you actually got here.
Right before I got here.
How was that preparation?
So I was the very first person to go through the little test run. So it was a little choppy, I will admit. But once I've got my clicks down and my transitions, I'm feeling pretty, pretty good. I'm really excited to meet the other speakers as well. It's one of those things you hear of them. But now I'll get to meet with them tomorrow, and I hear we all have got a lot in common, and that's why we're all being invited to speak in the keynote, is we're all just super stoked to talk about this stuff.
Do you think you guys all have FinOps in common?
Yeah, maybe that.
just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Actually, we just had Marie Burke here, who from Ternary, who is actually going to be speaking.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, I think it's like 2:00. It's a cool and awesome talk. It's build versus buy, or why not both? I'm very interested in that. I'm actually very interesting years. Unfortunately, we won't be at the event, but I'm looking forward to the videos afterwards and catching up on it. Plus, I appreciate you being here before your speaking session, so I hope it lightens it just a little bit.
I hope so. I hope so. And the videos, I go back and watch FinOps X videos from last year, the year prior, so I hope that what we put together is another one of those artifacts that people look back at. Like, I continue to get inspired by talks that I see at FinOps X. I'd be lying if I said that, you know, this past year and this whole Burn Down the Past story wasn't in part inspired by being at FinOps X last year. So, excited to come back and, you know, say what I've learned, but also admit that I am far from done. When I picked up this job last year, I had just shown up to FinOps X 2023. I was, you know, super excited to start. And now it's just coming back and telling everything that's happened over the last year and catching up with folks and seeing how they're doing. So,
did you ever think you would be on stage this year versus last year?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No, not at all. This is my third FinOps X. I've gone every single year, but I was asked to do a breakout talk, and I think I get so excited about this stuff. Yeah. And then when you start saying things like burn down the past, JR is like, we need you on stage. So I think it's that energy that I bring.
Yep, that passion.
I really care about this stuff, and I really see the vision of how just how much better this can be. I've been in this FinOps space for 5 years now. I talk about it a lot, but I've been doing FinOps since even before we were calling it FinOps. So now we've got like this formal name, there are softwares and tools, like it's so formal, it's so real. It's so real.
What are you looking forward to the most here at the conference though? This is your third one, so you've already had like the first one. You didn't think you were presenting last year. This year you're presenting, but what are you looking forward to most?
So I come from a sourcing background, so I really geek out on the new like tech and tools and vendors. I do love FinOps X because there's no selling, so there's no pressure. I just get to gush about, like, wow, it's so cool. You're thinking about how, you know, commitment-based discounts, like how you can manage those at a macro scale, or seeing how we're trying to resolve visibility challenges. Visibility is so foundational to how, you know, everything that we do in FinOps. So seeing how these companies are coming out with new features, new ways of looking at it, that stuff gets me excited, because the more we can rely on automating processes and leaning into these tools, the more time I can spend focusing on the more strategic things. And I am super interested in cost optimization as well. And this is always a really great opportunity to share creative ways to address cost challenges. I mean, the streaming industry, you know, there are lots of other representatives coming from that industry, so would love to share some ideas with them on how they're tackling their, you know, ever ballooning cloud costs these days.
Is there any specific tooling or services you're looking forward to talking to out here?
Yes, there is. I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about this.
Let's see. How can we make this vague? Did they start with a specific letter? Maybe I don't know. Does that give it away? Okay.
There is a vendor that I'm really, really excited about.
Let me ask it again, so that way I'll put you in a better spot. Ellie, talk to me a little bit more about some of the tools and services. Is there a specific service or tool or vendor out there that you want to talk to? And without naming them outright, maybe kind of be a little bit of a vague of what they do.
Sure. So when I took on the FinOps job, I said the first thing that I need is visibility into all my spend. I was pulling reports from 100 different places, downloading from dashboards, BI dashboards, trying to borrow queries that other people had written ahead of my time that I'm trying to run, pulling data from all different places. So I set out to try to find a partner that could help me pull all of that cost information into one place, so that, first of all, I'm not spending hours and hours every month, you know, pulling data from every which location. But also, you know, we're in this mode now where we have to manage the spend over the long term. We have to think about how we're changing, how we're growing. And I don't want to be thinking about that vendor by vendor and all these different silos. So there's this vendor that we've been looking at. They call themselves the Swiss Army knife of FinOps. But they are tackling that problem head on. And when I think about creating a FinOps function that scales, having tooling like that is so important to it. So I'm a big proponent of investing in your visibility. Especially when I was consolidating this organization, we almost had over visibility. You know, there are dashboards all over the place. The question was, which dashboard do you use? So now trying to get everyone in one place so that we can all be speaking the same lingo, the same numbers. That is the first step to everything else, even forecasting. We all need to know our numbers before we can start thinking about how they're going to trend in the future.
Ellie, what are some of the emerging trends for FinOps that you see from 2023 to now?
Yes. So I think of FinOps as a maturity. It's a maturity story. A lot of different companies are at different places in that maturity story. Typically, the way that it goes is, you know, your cloud spend slowly grows under the radar, and then it hits this threshold of, it is too expensive, we need a FinOps team to control this, and then you can start to bring it back down. What I'm excited for is a lot of companies are starting to think FinOps before they hit that threshold of, oh my gosh, it's too expensive, and trying to be more proactive about it. I wish I could go back in time and tell my previous self to invest in tagging. But everyone here is learning that on day one. So I'm really excited to see, you know, folks building their FinOps function the right way, because they are, you know, standing on the shoulders of other companies. I'm also excited, I mean, with the tooling and the automation, AI is like the topic that everyone is talking about. I think about the implications of AI around governance in my tagging, around forecasting. I mean, I've got just such a huge organization to manage, and my team is so lean, I have to lean on these tools to help me out. So super excited to see what else is out there and how other folks are addressing this problem too.
Where do you see FinOps going or trending in the next 6 months to a year though?
6 months to a year.
I was going to go 3 to 5 years, but that's like 15, 20 years in technology.
Right. Like, that's longer than FinOps has had a name exactly. At that point. Over this next year, I think a lot of organizations like mine are going to lean into the fact that it is a shared technology. I come from a finance background. I don't think we fully appreciated that every single one of our engineers that touches the cloud has a role to play in cost. So one of my kind of big themes in my organization is FinOps is everyone's job. You might not have a FinOps title like me, but everyone is doing FinOps type work in some way or another. My organization, we can't operate in a way where no one cares about cost. We can't do that anymore. So I'm excited for the next year of having more folks understanding what FinOps is and understanding how it can be, how they're part of this overall FinOps story and FinOps practice, even if they are part of other teams. I think more folks are understanding that FinOps is super, super broad. And I say this a lot, but a lot of us are doing FinOps without even knowing it. So I think a lot of people are waking up to realize, like, hey, I have a role to play in this.
When you put all the groups, the business, the finance, and the engineering together, and they're the ones kind of the group, the FinOps group, right? And they're kind of helping others understand their cost implementations, whether it's in the engineering or the business designing it or finance, not procuring their, you know, mm-hmm. their cost things. They're doing the FinOps. They don't realize they're doing the FinOps. They're contributing to it. And now it's a value to the company, right? They're reducing the cost maybe, but they're also adding business value and able to innovate more.
Yeah, we call that like reinvesting. Yep. When I think about cost reduction, it's not just bringing costs down, but it's freeing up space in our budget to reinvest in other things, new features, migrating things that need to be migrated, cleaning up things that need to do it. So every dollar we save, we can choose to bank it as a savings, or we can choose to put it towards something better.
If somebody was just trying to get into FinOps, what are some suggestions on how they can learn more? What are some tools, some places they can go, some communities that they can get involved in?
Yes. I mean, the FinOps Foundation is huge. It's awesome. As someone who was doing FinOps before I knew what it was, realizing that there is this group of people that understand what I'm going through, the challenges, why I'm banging my head against the wall about certain things, it's just a really, really nice place to be. If I could give anyone some tips on starting their FinOps journey, definitely learn to not say no to anything. That is my number one secret power, is I hate saying no. Sometimes it gets me into trouble, but that is the best way to learn. All of us that are doing FinOps, we were doing something else before FinOps. For me, it was sourcing, it was finance. So there are many paths to getting here, but what sets us all apart, what sets FinOps practitioners apart, is we don't silo ourselves. We want to have these cross-functional skills. So even if you are in a certain organization or department, take every opportunity you can to grab a skill from somewhere else. Go help an engineer, go volunteer and help finance with a task. That is the best way that you can pick up this information, and that's what's going to open up doors for you as well. I also love helping people out and doing favors for them. That has been one of my most successful ways of getting people kind of to drink the FinOps Kool-Aid, is by like, hey, if you save money, I have this really great platform to tell your story to your leads. Let's put this story together, because I know you're doing some really great work that is helping our bottom line. So helping people articulate that story is something that FinOps is really, really good at, in a way that you can learn, but also advance kind of your FinOps community as well. So don't say no, help people out, take on jobs that aren't yours, because that's what FinOps is. It's getting outside of that bubble of you are a finance practitioner, you are an engineer. Check all the above. And the more that you can learn, the better. For me, I have a finance and sourcing background. I want to learn more about engineering. I've sat through cloud trainings and I've done labs on how to deploy to the cloud, because I know that's a skill set that I'm missing. So just trying to be well-rounded, those are the strongest FinOps practitioners out there.
I think by you doing that, building those and going through the labs and then helping people out, is building trust.
Yes.
You understand what they're going through. You understand the aspects, or when you help them out, they ultimately trust you that you have their best interest in. And then when you need to do something, it's more like they trust that you have the best interest.
Right. My FinOps team sits in an engineering function. And I always say, when I talk to engineering, I am your advocate. I have no set agenda, but to make sure that we are accurately appropriately budgeting for the funds that you all need so that once we're rolling throughout the year, everything is planned for, there are no problems. So my role is only, it's to help engineering. That will vary depending on where your FinOps team sits, but I'm engineering's advocate, but I go into these conversations with finance with all perspectives, right? I can't acknowledge, like I have to admit that we can't, you know, grow costs forever, right? So, you know, we're gonna get some feedback from finance that says, hey, we gotta find some ways to carve that path to profitability. So working with my engineers to do that has been really, really huge, but trust is so, so important. Coming from the finance organization and seeing those silos, I've seen, you know, things get baked into a forecast that, you know, we didn't tell engineering about. And then, you know, when we're out of forecast, it's like, hey, who put that savings target
over budget,
in there?
We're over.
So being super transparent, that's another thing, is transparency. A lot of folks had no idea what their cut of the forecast was because no one was telling them. So creating dashboards to just show information, that's such a huge step for any organization.
I know trust is key and the visibility, and they go hand in hand.
Yes.
Being able to see dollar for dollar what you're really actually spending. Right. Don't give me a report that I don't understand with so much data. Give me specifically what I need to see for mine and let me kind of bring in the reins for it. And then you're just building another advocate in the company, building somebody who you can trust.
That's
then,
right.
That they're going to look at everything that comes through the pipeline and own it and reduce the cost or innovate. And it's not all about reducing it. Maybe they have to add more resources. And when they do, you're like, okay, I trust that you know what you're doing and go ahead and do it. We are increasing costs here, but we're going to minimize certain things.
Absolutely. We are trying to stand up a process to approve additional funding for net new projects. And I love this sort of stuff because I feel like I'm building a case for us to do something really, yep. really cool. And trying to craft that story with engineering, knowing that our audience is finance, like that's just the quintessential FinOps job. So I've had a lot of great experiences working with engineers. We model the costs, we try to show the benefit, try to tell the story around risk, but like building that cohesive story together that we then present out as like a united front it's so big. And thinking about this organization that never had anything like that.
Yep.
And now we're standing up all these processes to be proactive when it comes to cost, to work together, to put these numbers together. Lots of great changes happening here.
I think it's going to be awesome. Some of the things that you're doing, some of the things that you're advocating internally for not only your company, but for the FinOps community. We'll have to catch up on the recordings.
That's right.
But good luck tomorrow.
Thank you. I'm going to be rehearsing in the mirror tonight. That's right.
You'll have to let us know how that goes.
Yes, I will.
Well, thank you so much for this time.
Thanks, John.
Great. All right, I appreciate it.
Great.
All right, everybody, this has been the FinOps Nexus podcast. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, and notify, because guess what? We're out of here.